and we welcome you to this week's Broken Bow Boys Wrestling Report. Well, unfortunately, Broken Bow Boys head wrestling coach Ed Schaaf feeling a little bit under the weather this week, so he was not able to join us for our weekly interview. We wish the coach the best, and we will plan to visit with him again next week. So with Coach not able to be with us, we thought we would just go back to this past weekend and recap the results of Broken Bow's performance at the Holdridge Duster Wrestling Invitational that they competed in back on Saturday. As far as a team competition goes, Broken Bow would finish fourth in the team standings. The team champion was Northwest, followed by Scott's Bluff in the runner-up position. We'll just go by each weight class and take a look at what happened with the Broken Bow wrestlers during the day. We'll start at 106 pounds, where Broken Bow was represented by Zach Longfellow. Longfellow dropped a match in the quarterfinals by tech fall to Grayson Vesley of Nebraska City. Then in the first consolation round, he received a bye. That put him into the consolation semifinals, where he was defeated by fall by Wyatt Walker of Northwest. At 120 pounds, Broken Bow was represented Saturday by Bowen Ritter. Bowen would end up in fourth place. Bowen received a bye in the quarterfinals. In the semis, he went up against Noah Boyer of Nebraska City, Boyer getting the win by fall. In the consolation semifinals, Bowen Ritter won by fall over Cash Lilienthal of Northwest. That put him into the third place match, where he went up against Max Carter of Norton. Carter would get the win by decision, a 6-1 decision, as Bowen Ritter finished fourth at 120 pounds. At 126 pounds, Kelston Lindner of Broken Bow made it into the championship match. He won by fall over Ryder Zimmerman of Red Cloud Blue Hill in the quarterfinals. In the semis, he got a win by fall over Angel Martinez of Northwest. In the championship match, he would go up against Holden Quick of Scott's Bluff. Quick would win by fall and get the win at 126 pounds as Lindner finished as the runner-up. Moving to 144 pounds, it was a great day for Braxton Reinierson. He won by fall in the quarters over Pacey Weston of Red Cloud Blue Hill, then won by tech fall over Alec Rodriguez of Scott's Bluff in the semis. In the championship match, he would win by fall over Jayton Weigel of Norton, Kansas, as Reinierson gets the championship win at 144 pounds. At 150 pounds, Broken Bow was represented by Cole Noose. Noose won by fall in the quarterfinals over Madden Weesey of Northwest. In the semis, he went up against Luke Clydesdale of Norton, Kansas. Clydesdale got the win by fall there. That put Noose into the consolation semifinals, where he lost by fall to Byron Kring of Minden. At 157 pounds, Broken Bow represented by Aaron Finney. Aaron got a bye in the opening round. In the quarterfinals, he went up against Gage Rasser of Red Cloud Blue Hill. Rasser got the win by fall. Finney then received a bye in the consolation second round. Third round of consolations, he went up against Harley Wells of Holdridge. Wells getting the win by fall in that round. At 165 pounds, great day for Aiden Markham. Aiden won in the quarterfinals over Deacon Berkey of Holdridge, won by fall. In the semis, he would get a win by tech fall over Callan Schnitzer of Nebraska City. That put him into the championship match, where he went up against Caden Schneider of Scott's Bluff. Markham would win by fall and claim the championship at 165 pounds. At 175 pounds, Broken Bow found themselves another individual champion in Kobe Wells. Kobe received a bye in the opening round. Then in the quarterfinals, he won by fall over Keaton Gregory of Wayne, Nebraska. In the semis, he got an 11-5 decision win over Parker Hatch of Minden. In the championship match, he would go up against Mason Schmer of Scott's Bluff. Wells getting the win by fall to win the championship at 175 pounds. At 190 pounds, Broken Bow was represented by Aiden Page. Gabe Roberts of McCook won by fall over Aiden in the quarterfinals. First round of consolations, Aiden received a bye that moved him into the consolation semifinals, where he took on Caleb Hessman of Red Cloud at Blue Hill. Hessman would get the win by fall. And at 215 pounds, Broken Bow was represented by Croy Watson in the quarterfinals. Croy went up against Alex Fox of Scott's Bluff. Fox getting the win by fall. In the opening round of consolations then, Croy Watson would go up against Cope Railsback of Norton, Kansas, and Railsback was able to get the win by decision as he won 4-1 in the consolation round. So that recaps what happened with the Broken Bow wrestling team as they competed at Holdridge on Saturday. Looking forward to things this week, they're going to travel to Loganview, where they will wrestle on Friday night and then wrestle in the Loganview Invitational on Saturday. That's going to be the Broken Bow Boys Wrestling Report for this week. Again, we wish Coach Ed Shape the best as he tries to get to feeling better, and we'll plan to visit with the coach again next week on the Broken Bow Boys Wrestling Report.